Good morning, this is Chairman Brad Holden. I'll bring the meeting to order. President is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have an 11 o'clock start time and it's going to be meeting with Colo Latino Market regarding use of courthouse parking lot. So Rick, you want to?
Sure, I'll.
Start this off?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. Last week, Virginia sent me an email and then I followed up the next day with the phone call and she kind of was just asking about just requiring our front parking lot. They do events on Saturdays. From, I think, he said he'd start like setting up around 3, but going through 11. But I'll let her get into some of the details. This is something new for us, so I wanted to get this in front of legal and yourselves to kind of go through this, and then I'll let Virginia kind of just kind of talk about this event and what that looks like. So if you don't mind, I'll hand it over to Virginia and kind of go from there.
Sure, you bet. Thank you.
Thank you for taking time today. I wanted to introduce Fernando Sainz. He's the founder of the Night Market, and we work together as a team. But basically, we've been over at the Nancolas parking lot just right down the street on Saturdays all last year. So these are just some of the statistics that we got from everybody. And as far as Wayfinder, it talks about 1,100 people was our high point of foot traffic. Not all at once, thank goodness, but through the night. And we've kind of lessons learned last year to bring in additional diversity. This year we've had a little bit of issue, as you know, with all the wonderful street closures and some parking, additional parking required because of those street closures. So we kind of been out looking around and we thought, wait a minute, what about this parking lot? It would be awesome because it's just down from where we are. We work real close with the neighborhood. We didn't have any complaints with the neighborhood. People, especially the ones right across the street, were a little worried at that time because we do play music. And all they requested is at 10:30 we tone it down, and that's what we do. And still to that, at the end of the season, we had no complaints. Basically, our biggest drive for this market is we gave 4 scholarships away last year. Nampa and Caldwell, everybody can apply. We gave for technical school, we gave for community college, and we also are looking this year to expand it into the music program. Wilder has approached us. And they have all the resources they need physically as far as human beings to teach it and run it. They just don't have the equipment. So we're looking at trying to raise funds for that as well. And that's pretty much in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's a lot of fun. We do contests with the kids. It's very family oriented. And that's it. So we'd like to use the parking lot because, one, it's bigger. 2, and it'll relieve Caldwell's downtown parking issue that they have. Because at this point, we need a whole season approval because we have so many vendors and we've commit to people and we pay them for bands, vendors, etc. Or not vendors, we pay the bands and we pay the DJs, so porta potties, things like that. And Caldwell has not been able to do that this year. They're asking us to have several blackout dates, and that really causes disruption. And then we got to move to the park if that happens. So that's kind of the issue.
Okay.
We had no issues with the police, no problems whatsoever. So it was a really good event, and that's why we're here today to see if we could work together.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Virginia, can I ask, I mean, how many vendors are you looking at on a Saturday? How many vendors do you have come in?
Well, we usually plan for 35 to 45, but now come Thursday, 4 or 5 may drop out sick, decided they're not going to do it, whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah, we average a good 35, and some of those are pop-up tents, especially the retail,
mm-hmm.
right? So the retailer pop-up and mainly our food trucks. And again, all the vendors, we've been having classes since January. So we've had a tax class, insurance class. We just got done with the health department, the fire department, because trucks have to be inspected. And sometimes different cities require different things. So we've made sure each of our vendors take these classes, understand what's required. And like last year, the health department came out and worked with us very closely. So they made sure that everybody had everything they needed to have on site, and We did good, no trouble.
Yeah, so does your vendor still have to pull, if they're like a food vendor, do they have to pull permits through the city of Caldwell?
Yes, every, well, they, yeah, cottage license or permits, right, every, they have to.
Southwest District Health as well.
Yeah, we just got done submitting our list to Southwest District, they, yeah, then they come out and they kind of just do a spot check.
Okay, and then all your vendors, it's, they'll have their own self, or like a generator or whatever, if they need power, all that stuff?
Yes, we all have generators, they have to have water on site, and that's usually the spigot buckets, you know, the health department. They have to have a drain, and they have to have their trash cans, and so when they come in, they go out. Everything leaves, trash included.
Okay, that's, I think that's one of my concerns, just making sure it's cleaned up by, you know, for that Monday morning workday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually have two gentlemen that come in, every night with a trailer, his trailer, and load all the trash bags up and then haul it to the dump every morning. Every Saturday morning, Sunday morning.
Okay. Command staff, see any concerns?
If I could.
Yes.
What does the security look like? You said that there's security there.
Yeah, we hire a company, we have, I don't know the name.
Kimmel.
Kimmel Company.
Are they armed, are they what? What is that?
They are, but not, you know, obvious. We're a family oriented. So much so that I just love when I see mom, dad, kids, and grandparents that come along. So we don't wanna, you know, scare anybody, so it's not really.
I can't remember if I've ever seen a weapon, but no. I do know he patrols continuously. Yeah.
And he does. What's the name of it, Kimmel?
Yeah.
Kimmel?
Brett Kimmel.
Okay.
Yeah, he's approved through Caldwell.
Okay.
Yeah. A couple seasons, a couple of like dates, we knew we were bringing in more people potentially because, like for instance, if it was a Cinco de Mayo day, then we would bring in two security. We've also all taken crowd control, so we're certified for that to understand. And the fire department's been great because they told us, you know, the aisles have to be and our barricades are collapsible. So if they ran them over, they wouldn't hurt the vehicle and they wouldn't hurt anybody. And then the police department's walked through. Some things to.
Okay. And this has already been an event that has happened down.
Yeah.
Yes, 21 weeks last year.
Yeah.
And what about the, have you ever had any problems with the alcohol sales?
None.
Not like the rodeo closure.
It's not, the way it's set up, it's just, you know, I think the max was like 3-4 drinks and that's about it. And then, you know, like I said, it's very family oriented.
And it's beer only.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think those are my only two concerns. If I were to voice any concerns, is the, you know, the on-site security. Look, I'm super grateful for the security, but sometimes that creates a little tension or a little problem with the local law enforcement, and then. You know, we all know what happens whenever, you know, there's too much alcohol involved in any party. It gets.
That's how we limit service.
Yeah.
Oh, there is limited service?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and plus it's contained.
Yeah, it's barricaded.
It's barricaded.
ID check.
Oh, so
and
like a beer garden.
Yeah.
We have somebody checking IDs. Okay. So, and no walking around with. Open containers,
you're
nothing
drinking,
like that.
You're in this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And our police department did come out and talk to us about security last year, and they know Kimball staff pretty good. Our biggest thing is we didn't want them to be, you know, out there like, we're here, you know, kind of. And they weren't. They blended right in. I mean, other than their uniform out.
Yeah.
But they worked with.
They sat down and ate.
Yeah. They had a couple kids that came on that, you know, we were like, hey, what are you guys doing here? And he went over and talked to them. And, you know, they walked off. Just no problems. No big deal. So. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Where's everyone park? Like, so if that parking lot right over here is smaller and this one is larger, are you planning on having any parking in this parking lot, or you're going to use this
in the parking lot?
Okay, so where does everyone park then?
Crowd control.
They will be able to use the Dancolas because they're not having a long-term event there.
Okay.
So they'll be able to use that, And it's kind of funny, the neighbors right across the street move all their cars to the back of their house so everybody could park there.
They didn't even ask. We told them, hey, we'll keep everybody from parking there. I said, no, we'll park in the back.
Yeah, the carpenter's building, they allow us. He came out and told us you're free parking at, you know, after 6 o'clock. There's parking along the railroad. We asked our vendors to park the farthest point, so they'll probably park at the railroad and walk back because we don't even allow them to keep their vehicles. We want no vehicles in the on the premises when we open because it's just someone decides to leave. Oh, I ran out of this. I want to, and there's too many people there to be safe. So no vehicles at Move.
Okay.
It's Mr. Chair, Commissioner Brooks, to that point. I would like to see it. I mean, if we went through this, I don't mind my two parking lots and then once this is finished, but I would like to keep from people parking along both 11th Avenue and 12th and around our complex here just for security and safety concerns, just with the jail and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's a big one for me. The admin parking lot is a smaller parking lot that I don't see an issue with. My biggest thing is vandalism, right? If I just don't want to have any of my buildings vandalized and stuff, and so.
If you show us where that's at, we could put up no parking signs along the way.
Yeah, right along. Yeah.
If you have any extra stanchions, I would love to use them.
Oh yeah, I mean we have a couple things, and you know, and again, it's with the jail and stuff and late hours. I mean, there's a lot of different people that come in and out of this jail and walk down the streets and stuff, so. Again, I just for security reasons, I think I would like just to keep that off limits. I know the other side of the railroad tracks, there's a lot of parking on the other side of the railroad tracks. But again, just, you know, people have to just be cautious with the trains. So.
Yeah, that's what we had over there too. And they, real, we give our vendors a requirement. And if they can't abide, then they're asked to not participate. But we didn't, the parking lot, the only thing I worried about was the kids. They love to play with rocks, so they want to throw them on the track. But other than that, we were good.
And I guess, I don't know. I mean, you're fairly close to the tracks before, but I mean, here you're pretty close to the tracks.
Yeah, well,
do you have like a solution or something to kind of put along the tracks to keep little kids from running?
Well lit. Yeah, it's well lit. And this year we'll have like a kiddie corner.
We're separating.
Yeah, we're going to separate it and give parents a place to sit and eat with, you know, while watching their kids.
Yeah, and we were looking at it as we were coming in and like the parking stalls against the, we recommend we probably come off about the whole parking spot.
Oh, okay.
And give it some area there, just
a buffer. Zone about 10 feet
all
the way around.
Yeah.
How many, Mr. Chair, can I keep going?
Yeah.
How many porta potties do you guys try to bring in?
Two to three. We have
three.
We have a handicap, which is required, and then two.
Sure.
Okay. And they're clean nightly.
Mm-hmm. And if we, you know, if it was approved, are we finding a location? I mean, I have one out by the park now, but I just would like to find a location that it's not our way for weekly parking because you'll probably leave them. So yeah, I mean, we'll just, if it's approved, I'd just like to work with you on just finding a nice convenient area for them.
Mr. Chair, so in 2026 you're looking at two events. I'd see the May 9th, September 26th
Saturday. Saturday night. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I definitely think the parking I'm concerned about, you know, the shift changes is a wide period of time, and I would hate for parking to be congested for that, as well as security around the jail. So I think if we could do an agreement or signage that way and monitor how that works, I don't want any encumbrance there on our normal operations that people really aren't aware of that happens every day. So.
Yeah. We're willing to do whatever it takes to, you know, put up parking signs. The only parking signs we really had to use on the other side was Kimball because Steakhouse has a Close Your Rodeo night.
Mm-hmm.
And we just blocked it off and put no parking because of the drinking over there. We didn't want it to intermix with ours, and it worked fairly well for them.
Yeah, and then the old no block, they were having some construction, so that was, yeah, we made sure nobody parked over there.
So, Mr. Chair, I think, you know, for us too, I mean, May 9th, that we would be, we should be completely done with our construction here. So, I mean, that's not of a concern for me.
So that'll give parking on that side, that'll give parking on that side.
And that parking lot should be completed all the way through, so it really opens it up all the way. I mean, it's 100 and some spots on that side. Like I said, I don't mind the admin building. There's probably 30 spots there.
Right.
And then the other side to the south of the admin, but.
Okay. Captain, do we want to reserve some parking spaces on the new parking lot right against the building?
As I'm envisioning, the road is probably likely where our patrolmen will park on that. So if
on Albany,
so if we are not allowing any parking on that,
okay.
I think we should be sufficient.
Okay.
Again,
I agree.
So
everything on the north side of the road, we could probably keep people from parking there. So
on the yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All of Albany would be available.
And if you see it's not working, just tell us and we'll get signs and put them up.
Yeah.
We had a couple on the carpenter side. He said, park everywhere. You can park everywhere but here. And guess where everybody went to park? Yeah, right in front of his delivery door. So we had to get signs up there. But and we didn't learn that for a couple events. But
yeah.
So we're taking occupancy before. Sheriff has taken occupancy by before May 9th, right?
Yeah. So, Mr. Chair, that building should, we're hoping to have our CFO by, it's supposed to be completed April 30th.
Okay.
And then after that?
It might be a little, they're saying it might be a couple days past that just for some landscaping things, but
okay.
Before the 9th, I'm pretty positive we'll be
okay.
Completely
do. We can open over there on the 9th. Give plenty of time over here, and then every week after that, have it over here.
I think, just in case there's any.
I'd rather the open at the same place first time and stay there. We'll work this because this building here, this the parking immediately adjacent is what we're talking about currently, but right now it's a construction site.
Yeah.
But with a twinkle of this guy's eye, it'll turn into a road, to a street. And then, so if that can stay open, that parking lot, we still don't know how that's going to be used or occupied by command staff, but we can be flexible and work it out.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, can I ask Virginia?
Yeah.
Have you had to, and this will probably be on the legal side of things, have you had to sign any kind of contract waiver, anything with City of Caldwell? In the past, I know you have a lot of permits and that stuff you got to require.
We do sign it. We do a $75 a season permit, and in there's there's rules. You got to follow all the rules, and basically it's nothing. I mean, I would think anybody would do it. And then we have a $500 deposit. So if we don't pick up trash or we don't, then they have to have someone come out and do it. Then we have to pay for it. They've added this last year towards the end of the year and into this year street closures, which we have no street closures, so they decided to adopt our parking lot as a street closure. And they get $173.15 for that. And then in there is the same kind of rules. If we block the barricades, which we already went through all that the year before, just with the fire department, because that's was our biggest concern is that everything flows and there's no,
sure.
And if there is a problem, the fire department can come right in. Other than that, but it's just their rules, don't block, don't do this.
What about, Mr. Chair, just on the insurance side of things, I know we talked a little bit about that. Just if somebody after hours trips, falls, breaks an ankle or something.
We have full insurance.
So, I know that's on legal side of thing. That's going to be a concern with us. So
Yeah, we
have $1 million coverage.
College. It's required because of the event.
Okay.
And we can get you copies of all of that. We don't pay our event insurance. Thank goodness the broker works with us because they'll charge you every month.
Mm-hmm.
And we only have it May to September, so we try to save money, so they allow us to kick it on May 1st.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, till.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
What is like the overall security plan? Sorry, I don't mean to beat this, but so like if.
It's in your blood.
If the, say you have a disruption or someone is being unruly, what is the security guys, like what is their task versus when do you call the police? What does that look like?
Our crime patrol tries to handle that problem at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. We have people that are constantly walking around. Mm-hmm. So we all get together, try to handle it. If it's not handled, then yeah, we can call the police.
The direction to all the vendors, and I can provide you a write-up on that. It's very short because if I give them too much to read, they don't pay attention. Mm-hmm. But it basically says if you fear for your life or you think you're in danger or there's a danger issue, like you've seen someone with a weapon, you call 911 immediately. Don't worry about where we are. Don't worry about security. But security, our biggest thing with security is always be kind and don't come across rough. And like I said, we've had a couple young teenage boys, and they just very nicely say, look, if you're not here to eat or to party, you know, have fun, then you need to leave.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
They try to get problems before they happen.
Yeah. Right, but they also do know that they have the right, they're the professionals to call the police at any time.
Yeah, so that's what I just don't want to get into, right, of like
security at the event handles things that maybe law enforcement should handle,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
If the cops need to be there, then the cops need
absolutely
to be there. I just
yeah
want that 100% clear, right? Because we have different tools than and have different things that.
And we want you there if you need to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they're really good. What was the gentleman's name that worked for us the most? He was awesome. No, the security gentleman.
But he would come, Mark.
He would come over and he'd say, hey, you know, I've got some guys over there. I'm just going to go talk to them and all. And he said, I think they have liquor on them. And I said, okay. So then him and I would go the other side and we'd watch. And they turned up, he'd make them open their jackets. And he said, okay, cool. He said, I'm just checking. It's 90 degrees out here and you're wearing a big jacket.
Okay.
So, but yeah, and they were fine. They came in eight and they left. So he just kind of kept an eye on them. They do know their role is not to be a police officer.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just sometimes that's where we see some problems.
Yeah. Right.
And it gets sometimes it escalates it whenever
yeah
it could
right
just be
yeah
quashed and that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be curious if you do have a security plan. I'd be curious to just look at it and maybe improve it or you know whatever that looks like.
Yeah, we'll take any advice. That's for sure. I learned a lot with the fire department.
Yeah. Right.
What do you mean it has to be this big?
It becomes self-evident when you try to drive one of those fire trucks in a very tight spot.
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's exactly
he said,
it.
You don't want me wiping out those tacos or something like to that. I'm like, oh, got it.
Okay.
Yes, it's just a one pager. It's not real heavy duty, but yeah. I can get all that to you. I am leaving as soon as this meeting's over to go out of town, but when I get back, I'll get back to you. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So, are we at a place of okay to do a nod, head nod, or what do you want here, Rick?
Can I just, wanted to get with legal, I mean, just to, is there, you know, if this goes forward, is there something that we'll have to put together for some kind of agreement or something?
Yeah, we would want an agreement probably similar to what Caldwell has you working under and what we have for our fair operation. We'll have a lot of these terms covered that you guys have already discussed.
And to your point, I would like to give the captain an opportunity to look at the security plan and come up with additional questions, and then Amy made a good presentation, but I would reserve the right as board to talk with our legal counsel outside of this meeting just to do a few questions.
I agree, but the point is in a public meeting for me is the head nod is legal and the captain need to do a little bit further research. We're just hitting the proposal. If it was an absolute no with the board, there's no sense of them taking any of their time. So that's what I was insinuating with the head nod.
Yeah, just add something, sir.
Yes.
I don't want to misguide you on an agreement, like we don't have a memo of understanding or a mem. It's basically four little bullets underneath the form we fill out, but yeah, so.
We will have something that's probably a little more formal than.
Okay.
Sounds good. Anything else, Rick? When do we meet again? I guess we'll wait till Captain and Legal confer and then we can get back to you that we'd like to do something final.
Perfect. Thank you so much and thank you for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. I guess we can consider this done and we will adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you.